In Fatima, on May 13th, Pope Benedict will be celebrating a special Mass in honor of the 10th anniversary of the beatification of Francisco and Jacinta, two of the three children to whom Our Lady appeared almost a century ago. Sister Lucia, or Sister Lucy dos Santos, the last surviving visionary, lived in her convent in Coimbra, Portugal, until her death in 2005 at the ripe age of 98. Pope John Paul II had a special friendship with her that spanned decades until his own death in 2005, less than 2 months after the death of Sister Lucy. We remember who she was and why Fatima was so special to Pope John Paul. She was a quiet, introspective child whose encounter with a radiant lady in white changed her life forever. Lucia and her two cousins, Francisco and Jacinta, saw Our Lady a total of 6 times in their village of Fatima. It was 1917, the height of the First World War, and a period of religious persecution in Portugal. The shepherd children told of 3 prophecies that Our Lady had revealed to them. The first, a vision of hell, where those who fail to repent their sins will fall. The second predicted the outbreak of World War II. The third prophecy, not revealed until the year 2000, predicted an attempt on the life of a pope, a bishop dressed in white. That pope was Pope John Paul II, who survived an assassin's bullet in St. Peter's Square on May 13, 1981. He attributed his recovery to the Virgin Mary, whose feast was celebrated that very day. The bullet is today lodged in the crown of the Virgin statue in Fatima. Pope John Paul met Suor Lucia 3 times, the last of which was in May 2000 for celebrations in Fatima marking the beatification of Francisco and Jacinta. It was the last time Sister Lucia appeared in public. In a radio appeal, she called on Portugal to remain faithful to God and to thank God for the graces he has given the world through the Madonna.
Que procurem ser fiéis a Deus e agradecidos às graças que Deus, por meio de Nossa Senhora, tem concedido a Portugal e ao mundo.
Though the prophecies she and the other children bore were troubling, how did Sister Lucia perceive them? The National Director of the Pontifical Mission in Austria, Father Leo Masberg, met Sister Lucy several times and gives us some insight.
I'm sure that she was a person of deep suffering. All the big saints are people of deep suffering. But she didn't suffer in the way which we might normally imagine. I believe that she suffered because the message of love which God gave through her and through Our Lady was not accepted. So in this sense, she is a bearer of a sad message. But the sadness is that we did not accept the message. It's not that the message is sad. The message is a message of hope, because God entrusted her with a wonderful promise. He said that you will remain in this world for quite some time, quite many years actually. And Jesus wants this because he wants to use you so that people may recognize me, Our Lady, and love me. And he, Jesus, wants to introduce the devotion to my Immaculate Heart. And those who accept this devotion, I promise salvation, and many souls will love God, and they are like the flowers which are put in front of me to ornament his throne. So what she really does, or what Our Lady does in that message, she describes a type of soul. And if you look at the people who accept that message, it's very interesting. They are like a big family. The family of those who have the tenderness of heart, and this tenderness of heart Lucia herself had in a very, very high degree. You immediately felt at home with her. So she was a bearer of this message, and she was obviously living that message herself very, very strongly.
Well, Monsignor Luciano Guerra, the former rector of the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima, told Veronica that as the Portuguese have become more secularized, fewer are going to church.
In other words, people come to Fatima which is a popular thing here in, it's a popular pilgrimage,
yes,
here in Portugal, but they might not go necessarily to Mass on Sunday.
Many of them don't go to Mass, yes. And this is sometimes for some of them is a sort of refuge. They come here sometimes in the year, but they don't go to Mass in their parishes, no. But many, many go to the Mass. So we have here all good Catholics come to Fatima. Fatima, I think, it's a pleasant spiritual place even for the most cultured people in the church.
What are your expectations for Pope Benedict's visit here?
It takes a very, very great importance, this visit. I think that the question of pedophilia was almost, not exact, a felix culpa. Because people began, even the media began to write about the scandals of the people, then of priests, then of bishops, archbishops, and even they wanted to touch the Pope. But they had no, but they began already to be too much talking about this pedophile question. And they felt also the obligation to speak about the good things of the church, the other things of the church. And now all people in Portugal are in fact they are desiring very much this visit because they are convinced this will be a very important visit, very much more, I should say. Much more interested. The people are much more interested than with the other visits of the Pope. Yes. And if you see the community media, much more interested.
That was going to be my next question. How are the media approaching this visit?
Oh, very well. Very well. Media are putting in evidence these negative questions of pedophilia. They have no other questions against the church. They have no other questions about the church. But they are speaking about the virtues of this Pope, the seriousness in the life of the church. So I am convinced that this will be a very, very good moment, almost apologetic for the church. Almost apologetic for the church. And for the Christians here, I think, I'm convinced the Pope will in fact confirm the Church in its face here in Portugal.
Monsignor Luciano Guerra, the former rector of the Shrine of Our Lady of Fatima.